You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
My name is Barul Sood and I am the General Manager for Waste Solutions at Auckland Council.
Could you please share some insight into the thought process behind the change to fortnightly collections, particularly as it concerns larger households?
The reason we have looked at fortnightly collections for Auckland have quite a few of them. I mean, one you could think about is when you have weekly collections, they are more expensive than fortnightly. So looking at whether people can deal with your rubbish, putting it every second week, and if it can be cheaper for residents, why not do that, right? So that's number one. The other reason is what we have seen in terms of evidence from other parts in the world and also in New Zealand, that when you have a service for rubbish collection every second week, you tend to do your food scraps better in terms of diversion and your recycling as well. So there is more material that gets diverted if your rubbish is every second week. So that is the second reason. The third one is looking at how many trucks do we have that are on the road every week collecting rubbish or going past your house to collect potentially half a bin. So, you know, lesser number of trucks would be on the roads if we do go for the fortnightly collections. And in some suburbs, you'll see a lot of bins on the curbside every week, and that will reduce as well. So those are some of the reasons that we considered while putting this proposal forward to Aucklanders.
How do you anticipate the proposed changes will impact waste management, especially considering the use of recycling and food scrap bins?
What we believe is that if you have your rubbish collections every second week, you would want to put your food scraps that will still be collected every week out for collection. So, you know, making sure that you are taking your food scraps out of your rubbish bin and putting it out for collection every week. And similarly with recycling as well, you know, if your rubbish bin doesn't go out every week, you would think about putting more in your recycling bins and putting that out for collection.
How does council plan to address any potential challenges or concerns larger households may face with this transition?
That's a very good question. We believe that most of the households within Auckland can manage with a fortnightly collection. And if you do have a larger household, you can go for the larger size bin. So you can go for a 240-litre bin that is collected every fortnight. So while we are looking to reduce frequency, you could actually increase capacity. So if you're doing everything best by, you know, putting your food scraps in a food scraps bin and doing recycling well, and if you can't still manage with a fortnightly collection, then you could have a larger bin.
How might Aucklanders go about requesting a larger bin?
You have a form online on the Auckland Council website, and you just put a request in and you can get it. There is, however, I do want to say that the cost of the 240-litre bin will be higher than what a 120 is. As you can imagine, we are collecting double the quantity in that bin. I do also want to just request Aucklanders to have a read of the waste plan. The draft waste plan is out for consultation at the moment, and we are seeking your input into really, you know, topics such as whether we can move to fortnightly or not. And there are some other issues around waste that the waste plan actually brings to their attention. And submissions close on the 28th of March, so really encourage people to have a look at it and put their submission in.
And this is available online?
Yes, it is available online. So if you go to the Auckland Council website, you will find it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.